What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
George, thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure. Second time I've had you in 6 years. The pace is really picking up. I rarely get to talk with you, and in TV interviews, it's sometimes hard to get to the core of a guest in a short period of time, but obviously that's my job. And so what we've devised here at the show is a way to get the essence of a guest in just 15 questions. It's called the Colbert Questionnaire. George Clooney, are you ready to sit for the questionnaire?
I am, Stephen. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Number one. George Clooney, what is the best sandwich?
I like a ham sandwich.
Just ham? You don't want to dress that?
Lettuce. You want the whole thing? I'll tell you. Ham, lettuce, tomato, a little mustard on it, a little toasted, maybe a potato bread.
Very similar answer to Mr. Hanks. Okay. Mm. What's the one thing you own that you really should throw out?
My Flobee, apparently. I should throw it out.
You've been doing your own. You've done your own landscaping
For a while now.
What's the scariest animal, George?
Scariest animal in the safari world, which I did finally go on one of these. The hippo. The hippo is the one that'll get you.
Yeah, that's true. So, apples or oranges, George?
Oh, apples.
Obviously, because you can put peanut butter on a slice of apple.
Do anything with an apple. You can make a bong out of an apple.
Thank you. You know?
Tell that to your kids.
I think it's way too late. Okay.
Share that.
Okay. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yes. Many people. I was grew up in Cincinnati. I was a huge Cincinnati Reds baseball fan. I have Johnny Bench's signature. I have Joe Morgan's signature. I have Pete Rose's signature on baseballs.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. What do you think happens when we die, George?
I don't know. I was always, for me, not a particularly religious guy. I was raised Catholic, as you were. And I eventually sort of moved away from that for me. Not questioning other people's religion, just questioning my own sort of belief. But as I get older, I start renegotiating things a little bit, and I, and you start thinking, well, maybe there's something that happens. Maybe there's a bar somewhere we could just hang.
I like that.
I'm renegotiating as I age.
Okay, good. Favorite action movie.
Favorite action movie? That's a good question. All right, let me think quickly of what was the one that I just absolutely love. I still dig Die Hard. You know, Bruce Willis was so great in that series. The first one in particular.
Okay,
so
side question, not on the card. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
It is not.
Wow. Okay, that is a you realize it's a controversial answer.
I know.
It has been established in the canon of Christmas movies, the Die Hard. If you go to Netflix and search Christmas movies, and I thee not, Die Hard is one of the answers.
Not being I will tell you, it is not a Christmas movie. And I'll tell you why. Christmas movies are for the family to gather around and celebrate being together and celebrate life and, you know, and love. And Die Hard is a spectacular film, as I've just picked it as my action film. But It's a Wonderful Life is your Christmas movie.
Are you saying you don't want to sit around with the whole family, with the kids and grandma, and watch Hans Gruber fall off of Nakatomi Plaza?
Well, I'll tell you why. And this is actually a very important thing. Grandma's dead. And that would be really hard to sit around.
That would be difficult.
Yeah, but maybe that's my afterlife.
What's your favorite smell?
Uh, um, I suppose we have a what's it called? We have a flower here. Lavender.
Okay.
Lavender is my favorite smell. I like it. We have lavender all around the house. It's unbelievable. It's
supposed to be very relaxing. Beautiful. Least favorite smell?
Old lavender, which was the name of my first dog. Least favorite smell? Well, look, I will be very straight with you. My children still wear nappies some. Not all the time, not
now,
during the day.
In America, we call them diapers.
Yeah.
In England, they're nappies. You need to be consistent, George.
I'm in England right now, you know, when in Rome. And I will tell you, once they got onto solid food, I don't know what happens from here to here, but something, I mean, it was shocking, that smell, you know.
I know that smell. Exercise, worth it?
Absolutely. I do it every day.
Okay. Flat or sparkling?
Sparkling. I like a little lift.
Exactly. It's the right answer. Most used app on your phone?
Most used in LA, Waze to get around.
Good. Okay. You get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Always. I'll be loving you always with a love that's true always. It's a beautiful song. It's my mom and dad's love song.
What number am I thinking of?
7.
No. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Cleaning up after my kids.
George Clooney, everybody. Thank you, George. You are now known. Congratulations.
Thank you for that.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. We'll be back next week with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.